Remember Then, 1962, number 24 on the pop charts, number 29 on the R&B, a group that was formed when they were singing at the Tecumseh Social Club up in the New York area, 1957. And that was their only big, big hit. It was a fun song, good song. They had three that bubbled under the 100, top 100, but that was their biggest one right there. Remember Then, the Earls. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get right back to the music. We've got the Beach Boys coming in first with us, then Brenton Wood, and then a group called The Glass Bottle, which was a hit in 1971. And you know what? I don't know if you've even heard this song since 1971 or two, but we're going to play it today. All right, so let's get started right now with the Beach Boys doing one of their fun songs, Surfing USA.
Like California, you'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at Nell,
inside, outside,
Ventura
USA.
County line,
inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside, USA.
Australia's Caribbean,
inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside,
the heating wave,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone
surfing
USA. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're surfing USA.
And Anchor Bay's
and
Swan, inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside, USA.
All over La Jolla,
inside, outside, USA.
At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone
surfing
USA.
Everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Everybody's gone surfing USA. Yeah, everybody's gone surfing USA.
You got your foes mixed up. You must think I'm somebody else. I'm not the same fool you knew that couldn't help himself and followed you around like a dog, strung on a chain, and wagged his cute little tail whenever you called his name. But baby, that will be no more. Remember when you walked out the door, I was on my knees. I said, now baby, please. He just looked at me and said, you know the score. And then you said, get some more dough, and maybe one day you'll be back.
Stop and speak to friends passing by. Got no strength to wipe away the tears from my eye. I don't care what's going on, only know she's gone and the sun don't shine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore, 'cause she ain't mine anymore. No, I don't feel fine anymore. I ain't got time anymore. Such sadness now in each place I go. Other people laughing, still I just wouldn't know. Never stop to see who's there. Once I used to care, but the sun don't shine anymore, 'cause she ain't mine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. No, I ain't got time anymore. It takes up all my time just trying to be alone. Used to take an interest in the state of the world. Now I only know how much I'm missing that girl. Hope the world will understand. I can't lend a hand 'cause she ain't mine anymore. Cause she ain't mine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. No, I ain't got time anymore. 'Cause she ain't mine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. 'Cause she ain't mine anymore. No, I ain't got time anymore. She ain't mine anymore. And I don't feel
1971, The Glass Bottle, I Ain't Got Time Anymore. I bet it has been a while since you've heard that one. That one made up to number 36 on the pop charts, and it was a good song back in those days. I like that one. It's a good song. Group that was formed in New Jersey. Brenton Wood before that, 1967. That's the flip of a song he did. The name of this one is I Think You've Got Your Fools Mixed Up. Now, if you've got a copy of the number 9 hit from 1967, give me a little sign, flip it over, and that's what I just played. So don't forget those flip sides. There's always a few good ones out there, too, on those flips. And the Beach Boys having a good, good time playing some fun music for us. Surfing USA, 1963, number 3 hit for them, number 20 on the R&B charts for them. So yes, they did make the R&B a couple times, Beach Boys. All right, Jimmy Gilmore and the Fireballs are going to go first, then Jackie Wilson, and then Ace. So let's do Jimmy Gilmore and the Fireballs and Daisy Pedal Picking.
My lid, and I don't want to sleep. Tell me, how can one little chick be so doggone sweet? I'm tossing and turning, and I'm talking all out of my head. I'm sleeping on the floor when I should have stayed in bed. I walk a country mile for just one little kiss, just a hoping and a praying it will always be like this. I can't help it, no, no, I can't help it, no, no, I can't help it. All right, come on, all right, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Rock and Roll Runaway, the group Ace, 1975 for them, number 71 on the pop charts. Of course, they had the big hit that you probably remember better than this one, the song called How Long. But this was Rock and Roll Runaway, and a group formed in London, England. Jackie Wilson before that, I Just Can't Help It. A little doo-wop sound there from him. That's 1962, a song that he was one of the co-writers of. Went up to number 70 on the pop charts, number 17 on the R&B. And, you know, Jackie's one of my favorite singers. Did some great, great music. And but, you know, on the pop charts, he only had 6 top 10 songs. And but he had a lot of songs that charted, but only 6 of them were top 10. And I just thought he deserved a little better than that. But anyway, that's what the buyers and the jukebox players and the DJs did, I guess. And let's see, we have Jimmy Gimmer and the Fireballs before that. Daisy Pedal Picking, 1963, number 15 hit for them on the pop charts. You know, when you look for their music over the years, they first recorded as the Fireballs. So you're going to see records out there by the Fireballs. And then you're going to see them Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. And then you're going to see some records with just Jimmy Gilmer on there. And then they went back to just the Fireballs. So had all kind of titles along the way. I think before Jimmy Gilmer got there, they had another singer. Then Jimmy came in, and then Jimmy probably left, and they went back to the Fireballs. But anyway, got to see them play with Jimmy Gilmer up in Clear Lake, Iowa. Went up there for a concert many, many years ago, and they were part of the groups there singing, and had a good time singing Bottle of Wine when they started broke into that song. And let's see, and that's it. So let's get started to the next set here. We've got Aretha Franklin going to get us started, then Allen and Allen, and then America. So let's do Aretha Franklin right now and Seesaw.
Seesaw, going up and down, all around like a seesaw. Sometimes you tell me you're gonna be my sweet candy man, and then sometimes, baby, not enough where I stand. You lift me up when I'm on the ground.
Being in paradise, stop driving me crazy. and be my wife. Beverly, baby, it's true that I'm in love with you. You're beautiful,
beautiful,
lovely,
lovely,
oh, and so true.
My life,
my love
depends on you.
I need you,
I need
my
darling, body and soul.
How I love you, Beverly.
You'll never, ever know.
Beverly, baby, so nice. Being in paradise, stop driving me crazy. And be my wife, Beverly, baby. That I'm in love with you.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land, and they shimmy. Sammy's so skinny, and they whirl and they twirl and they tangle, singing and jingling a jangle.
That's America, and that version came out in 1973, went up to number 67 on the pop charts for them. I was thinking it was higher rated than that, but it only went up to number 67. They called it Muskrat Love. The man that wrote the song, Willis Allen Ramsey, he recorded it on his album in 72 that was released, and he called it Muskrat Candlelight. And America came along and took it and changed it to Muskrat Love. But Willis Allen Ramsey wrote the song and did it first. And then, of course, Captain Tennille had a hit with it later on after America did. But this was America from 1973, Muskrat Love. Then we had one called Beverly Baby by Allen and Allen, Allen Toussaint and Allen Orange. And I'm not sure. I found this as an MP3. I'm not sure that this was ever released on vinyl. If you do find a record on the Minute label out of New Orleans from 1960 called Heavenly Baby by Allen and Allen, it's basically the same song. So they changed it from Heavenly Baby to Beverly Baby, and that's what I just played. Before that, Aretha Franklin, 1968, Seesaw, number 14 on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B. And what else you got to say about Aretha? Just great, great sounds over the years. She had some a couple of charted songs, nothing really major, but came up to most of the shows and did some recording up there and came out of there with a couple of big hits. So that really shot her off right there. It was the recordings that she did at most of the shows. All right, Glenn Campbell going to get us started, then Johnny Adams, then Dee Clark in the next set. And so we got one coming up next from 1981 by Glenn Campbell, I Don't Want to Know Your Name.
I see you just like the movies. I see your face across a crowded room. And I have learned through simple trial and error not to speak too soon. Your eyes are just like a magnet. They're drawing my eyes around. And I can't hear one word of conversation. I can't hear a sound. I see you looking at me. You see me looking at you. But repairing hearts so easily shattered is never any fun. I see you looking at me. You see me looking at you. But yes, baby.
I know that I've made you mad with something uncalled for and foolish. Like I said, but baby, please don't leave me. For a little thing like that, 'cause you know, oh, I could love you, honey, and be all bad. This is all I want you to do right now, baby. Look. You're gonna see a heart that beats for you, baby, like the sun comes up and glows for days. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, baby, look over at the sweet times we've had, and don't you know I'm a man and I can't be all bad. Begging you, honey, oh, you gotta remember right now that I can't be all bad. Just do it again, do it again. Look back, oh, baby, baby.
A little mama coming a knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama coming knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama coming, knock, knock, knocking, just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep a leap, keep your mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama coming, knock, knocking, just like she did before. At my door, crazy little mama coming, knocking, knocking at my front door. Ooh, she come knocking. Oh, she come knocking. That crazy little mama, she comes back knocking, knocking at my front door. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come a knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come a knocking, knocking at my back door. At my door, crazy little mama, mama, a knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama.
Dee Clark, At My Front Door. Of course, he covered that song. That came out in 1960. Went up to number 56 for him that year. A guy that was born in Arkansas but moved to Chicago. His family did it when he was a very young fellow, and grew up there in Chicago. At age 14, he was in a group called the Hambone Kids. And he recorded a record on the OK label in 1952. When he was 14 with that group. So he's been in the music, was in it a long, long time. Johnny Adams before that, 1969, number 89 on the pop charts, number 45 on the R&B. Guy that came out of New Orleans, and he does have that New Orleans sounds. And I like Johnny Adams. He can do some great, great stuff. Reconsider Me, what a song he did there. Glenn Campbell before that, 1981, number 65 on the pop charts, number 54 on the country charts, I Don't Want to Know Your Name. Good sound by Glenn. All right, we're going to do our double play of the day today, but getting us started is going to be Evie Sands from 1969. And then we'll go into our double play of the day, Petula Clark. We're going to do two by Petula today. But this is Evie Sands getting us started, Any Way That You Want Me.
It's love that you want, baby, you've got it. From the depths of my soul, baby, you've got it. But I've been watching you.
You When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, see you there. We can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Quite the same. I love you, now I've lost you. Don't feel bad, you're not to blame. So kiss me goodbye, and I'll try not to cry. All the tears in the change your mind. There's someone new, and she's waiting for you. Soon your heart will be leaving me behind. Linger a while, then I'll pretend you are mine, my darling. Kiss me goodbye. I know now I must go now, though my heart wants me to. to stay. That girl is your tomorrow. I belong to yesterday. So kiss me goodbye, and I'll try not to cry. All the tears in the world won't change your mind. There's someone new, and she's waiting for you. Soon your heart will be leaving me behind. Linger a while, then I'll go with a smile, like a friend who just happened to call. For the last time, pretend you are mine, my darling. Kiss me goodbye, my darling.
Petula Clark, better known as Pet Clark also, Kiss Me Goodbye, 1968, went up to number 15 on the pop charts for her. And before that, our double play of the day, Petula Clark, with her number one hit from 1964, Downtown. And she was part of that British invasion. We think sometimes of the British invasion, we think mainly only of the guys that came in with their groups rocking and rolling, but there was a few women out there, too, that came in with him. And Petula Clark had a great career. She was already having a great career in England by 1964 when she had this hit Downtown. She was on the radio at age 9. She was born in 1932. At age 9, she was on the radio. And she was a popular little kid during the World War II era. And people knew who she was. And age 9, she was on the radio. By the age of 18, she had her own TV series in the UK. And then between 1944 and 1957, she did 20 movies in the UK. So she had a big, big career, even long before America knew anything about her. But anyway, good sounds by Petula Clark. Double play of the day, Kiss Me Goodbye and Downtown. Evie Sands before that, 1969, number 53 on the pop charts for her. Lady that came out of New York. All right, it's almost time to go, but let's squeeze in a couple more sets here. Wilbert Harrison's going to get us started, and then Little Richard, and then John Lee Hooker. And right now, let me tell you about this one real quick. We've got Wilbert Harrison doing a song called Let's Stick Together. Now, you remember his 1969 hit he did called Let's Work Together. This was from 1962 is what I'm going to play right now, and it got airplay and hit the charts in Seattle and Detroit. But it was called Let's Stick Together. And yes, basically the same sounds, but the lyrics are different. But I think you'll like this one too. Fun, raw music from 1962. Wilbert Harrison, Let's Stick Together.
Come on, let's stick together. You know we
and Pappy stick together.
And Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all the list was tight. Lucille, please come back while you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. And Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all they did was talk. Lucille, please come back while you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Lucille, baby, satisfy my heart.
I get so excited, baby, see you walking down the street. I get so excited, darling, see you walking down the street. Baby, I get so excited, darling, just can't help myself. My mama, she told me to leave you alone. My mama, she told me to leave you alone. But my mama didn't know you were putting down. Oh no. Time is the right time to be with the one you love. You know when night come, baby, God knows you so far away. So excited, darling, when you're not around. I get so excited, baby, don't know what to do. All right. Thank you. I can't be with you, baby. I don't want nobody else. If I can't be with you, baby, I don't want nobody else. I get so excited, baby, walking down the street.
I'm So Excited, John Lee Hooker, 1957, song that came on the VJ label that year for him. Didn't chart, but fun song by him. I like that one a lot. I'm So Excited, the guy that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. Little Richard before that, 1957, went up to number 21 on the pop charts, number one hit on the R&B charts. And it was number one in Seattle on the pop charts. They got a lot of airplay out there. You know, that's twice I mentioned Seattle today for Little Richard. And then who was it? Well, it was the one I'm about to play, tell you about next. I forgot. It's Wilbert Harrison. He got some airplay out in Seattle on the Let's Stick Together. So, but anyway, Lucille, number one in Seattle, number 21 nationwide, though, on the pop charts, number one on the R&B. It is a song that is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. He's got three songs that are a Grammy Hall of Fame. And then, of course, Little Richard was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. Wilbert Harrison before that, Let's Stick Together. And, yes, of course, it did sound a lot like Let's Work Together, which was a number 32 hit for him in 69. But this song I played, Let's Stick Together, was 1962. And as I mentioned, Seattle just then a little while ago. Seattle and Detroit played this song a lot. Got a lot of airplay there, but didn't get out of those two cities very much. So, but a good song by him in 1962. All right, before we go, last set coming up. We've got a little folk song coming in next. We've got the Journeyman going to play a song, and then end with some great, great music by one of my favorite of all time, Otis Redding. So let's do right now the Journeyman, which a member of that group was John Phillips, who would later be in Mamas and Papas. Let's do the Journeyman and a song called Hush Now, Sally.
Hush now, Sally, and don't you cry. Good times are coming by and by. Good times are waiting round the bend. Come on, Sally, let's try again. I'll tell you how it all began. Took a freight train to be my friend. Rode all the way from Baltimore just to stand here at your front door. Hush now, Sally, and don't you cry. Good times are coming by and by. Good times are waiting round the bend. Come on, Sally, let's try again. Take you down to New Orleans, dress you up just like a queen. You'd be the prettiest girl I've seen. Come on, Sally, and don't be mean. Hush now, Sally, and don't you cry. Good times are coming by and by. Good times are waiting round the bend. Come on, Sally, let's try again. Good times are waiting round the bend. Come on, Sally, let's try again. Come on, Sally, let's try again. Come on, Sally, let's try again.
Some young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess. Yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
Big O, Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness, 1966, song that made it to number 25 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B. Otis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. This particular song here, Try a Little Tenderness, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And on the Rolling Stone 500 top most influential songs, it's number 207. So, Otis, you know, made it to number 25. To me, I do not understand. Of course, I think he went higher here in Birmingham on a lot of his songs. But nationwide, I just felt like he deserved. He never had a number one hit as a singer. And but I think he should have. And I say number one, I mean on the pop charts. And I think he should have done a little bit better. But anyway, but I really enjoy him. And, that, and for me, that's what counts. It's what I enjoy. Okay, The Journeyman before that, Hush Now Sally, 1962, Capitol release for them. And as I mentioned before we started this set, John Phillips is a member of this group. And, yes, he was the John Phillips that will go on to be part of the Mamas and Papas, too. So. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio Show. We're brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we have a record show coming up August 19, 20, and 21 at the Gardendale Civic Center. And hope you can attend that. Going to be over 120 tables of rented space by dealers from all across the Southeast and then scattered throughout the country. And we'll have buyers coming from all over and sellers from all over. So come on by and maybe you can find that vinyl piece you're looking for. And check us out at BirminghamRecord.com for more information on that show, the time and everything. But it's August 19th, 20, and 21 at the Gardendale Civic Center. And that's a great place to have one, too. Well, it's got lots of free parking. Air conditioner works great. And it's just a good place to have it. And they're very receptive to people coming in. So anyway, hope you can get out there with us. We're going to end. We've got our instrumental song we're playing today. This is the Yardbirds. And they're going to do a song called Jeff's Blues. And I'm not sure if I don't believe this was ever put on a 45 as a flip side or anything. He did have a song called Jeff's Boogie, which was a flip side of a song. But this is Jeff's Blues. And I don't know if I really don't know. Again, this was an MP3 that I came across. I've played it before, but I've never looked into the history of it much. I don't find it on an LP anywhere. It may be. But anyway, Jeff's Blues is the name of it, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Great little break coming up on that, about a minute and 15 seconds into it. Have a good sound. So anyway, here we go. We got Jeff's Blues, the Yardbirds, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.